My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to Jared Goff, who just joined us here on 97 on the Ticket. You know, it's interesting because there's a level of probably confidence, but that they're going to be okay when they can admit that they didn't have a great offensive day. And it, you know, he did say, "Well, we made some big plays too," but you know, he eventually came around out of sync in third downs.
Yeah, and I guess the thing was I was trying to get at is that third down was a big problem because third down, if you convert it. Then obviously you have more plays.
Yep.
They threw the ball 28 times in the game. Not many times. And you said the disparity yesterday in the plays after regulation was like 73 to 52 or something like that.
Yep.
It's a big disparity. And the Lions just weren't having they didn't have as many plays that they were able to run. But yes, they did have some big they had some monster plays, which was a lot of fun. And then the best thing of all was the overtime drive, which just run it down their throat.
Yeah, it was funny. We were sitting around the office this morning, and do you think they were in the huddle before they took the field going, okay, we're going to jam it down their throat? And Jared said, no, it just kind of, we were realizing we're getting chunk yards here. Let's just keep going back to the well. Run, 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 run. They mixed in the one pass, low-risk pass.
I feel it was Montgomery changed everything. You know, it's, yes, the offensive line did a great job of getting a push, but how many yards did he get after contact on that drive? Yeah. I mean, he was looked like he was totally stuffed, spins around, bounces it to the outside, then cuts back upfield and picks up like 8 yards. And then there was the other one where he gets through the hole. You think he's done. He breaks through another tackle, spins around, and takes it another 10 yards. And then the play where I asked him about the when did you see in the eyes of the Rams they were done, he was probably when he was able to push it all the way down to the one-yard line. And that had to be
Dunzo.
Yeah, absolutely. Because now you got a first and goal from the one.
So it's, you know, coming out of the first game, and we talked about yesterday on the show, and I opened the show today saying one of the things that seems, it seems like people who weren't like all stoked about that win is try to think about it as a win. Well, the way I think about it, maybe this is why I looked at it completely differently, that the style and the style points don't matter when you're playing teams that are contending for the conference. And there's plenty that I would think would want to get cleaned up. Like at the top of the list, some sync issues with the passing game, which I think comes over repetitions and time, and you see it and hear of it time and time again. And while they have a veteran team, there was the joint practices, but those are like a month ago now, and they didn't play in the preseason games at all. And while they practice against their own defense a ton, there's nothing that beats game reps. And so that could be an issue. Like maybe the passing game will be a little bit out of sync and can get, when you say out of sync, that implies that there is a solution. At this point, I don't think there are legitimate concerns about the passing game. Do either of you?
No, I don't think there's legitimate. I think there was an element of rust in the first game, and I think unfortunately the rust really showed up on third down.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not alarmed or anything like that, but you mentioned third down multiple times, right? I mean, it's the reason why they couldn't stay on the field, sustain long drives. Who was their third down guy last year? who's the guy who caught every pass he caught was basically a first down or a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, Reynolds played a big role in that, but so did, obviously, they had other players that did that too. But Reynolds, that's what that's
well, my point is, yeah, I mean, maybe that's just, hey, this is the first game without Josh Reynolds. They don't have Tim Patrick or Allen Robinson up yet, and Goff mentioned both those guys when you brought up the, you know, the, hey, a bigger receiver. So I think it was just Russ, personally, and they're trying, you know, they've kind of different personnel as far as the receiving room is. But, hey, you know, Josh Reynolds was the guy who got all those first downs last year.
It's a good point is who's their new Josh Reynolds? Who's their guy on third down that they know they can go to? Because he had a unusually high percentage of his catches were for first downs. Amon-Ra last year had 119 catches, 75 for first downs. Laporta, 86 catches, 48 for first downs. Josh Reynolds, 40 catches, 32 for first downs. It was a high percentage of catches for, and so that might be something that's still developing with this team. Although I always wonder, do we make too big a deal out of it or not when it comes to third downs? It's just the next play. It's just like first and second down. You're hoping to have success. On third down, I guess you're calling a play with a specific, I guess what makes it different is you are calling a play with a specific number of yards that you need to get, which eliminates some of the plays you're going to call. So your third down menu is shorter than your other menus because third and seven is a lot different than third and one. Third and 12 is a lot different than third and seven. But I don't really feel like they had a down and distance problem. And that there were a bunch of, I'd have to go back and see what their average third down was. But yeah, you got to make plays on third down. You got to make plays on third down.
Well, I wonder if in the because of the success they had in overtime, does that change at all what their game plan is going to be? I mean, every team is going to present different game plans, but if you feel like you can just destroy teams with a running game, you just commit to that, and you know, passing, you'll pass when you have to. But are the Lions by? If you want to define them, would they like to be defined as a running team?
I don't know that everybody wouldn't want to be, because when you can run the football, it's a low-risk way and demoralizing way to defeat an opponent, you know? And you called it a soul crusher, and it's a great term because that's what it felt like.
In the beginning of the game, when you guys were watching, you know, the commentators, they get to sit down with coaches and players during the week, right?
Yep.
And they kind of let in on something that they, you know, they were told by the Lions is like, there's no Aaron Donald on the other side this year compared to last year's playoff game. We're going to run the ball, soften them up a bit. And they did start out that way and kind of got away from it. Maybe it's because they didn't have enough plays and couldn't get in a rhythm. But then in overtime, you saw what they did. They just pounded the ball. And I think that's with the Lions running backs and their offensive line, they can run the ball on almost anybody, I think. But especially if you don't have star defensive tackles or a tough, you know, D-line, they can take over a game.
I don't expect that this Sunday because Tampa Bay is banged up with their secondary. So I think the Lions are going to take their shots with the receivers and maybe we could see a big old reversal of how they game plan and hopefully they're better on third down. But offensively, I feel like the Lions should have a much better showing this week. But it's, you know, the early look at this game, Baker Mayfield was awfully good on Sunday.
Yep.
And very efficient on the down and distances that he needed to be efficient on. Had a heck of a rating in the game, and he and Mike Evans are in sync. Mike Evans just does what he does. He goes up and catches the football and does it every year for 1,000 yards. It's unbelievable.
I just did the quick look at the play-by-play sheet. Do you know how many third downs more than third and three they converted?
I don't.
It's one, and it was the scramble by Goff. The third down conversions they had in this game were third and one, third and two, third and one, third and three, third and six. That was Goff's scramble
and
for seven.
Yeah.
Third and two. These are the third down conversions they didn't make. Third and four, third and seven, third and four, third and five, third and five, third and five. If it was, I mean, that there's your problem.
Well,
and you got to convert some longer third downs.
All those.
Or you got to utilize Goff in the run game more.
But those are short, and yet Dan Campbell wasn't doing the Dan Campbell stuff either and going for it on a fourth down.
No, he punted once. He was like on his own. They were like their own 40-something. Yeah.
I thought, is this a decision he's got to make?
Yeah, and he decided
to punt. 4.5 minutes to go or something.
Yeah, he decided to punt, and I'm like, That's the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wonder how strongly he considered it. But that's surprising. I mean, clearly you're going to have a higher percentage on third and short. But you also shouldn't be basically 0-for on third and four or more with the only one coming out of Goff scramble, which is not, let's be clear here. We root for our guy, and it's awesome to see him do that. But this is not going to be a regular part of the offense.
No, it's not.
Interesting. 248-539-9797. All right. You'll hear the best of what Dan Campbell told the morning show, including his thoughts on the offense, his evaluation of Terrion Arnold in week one, all that coming up in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Audacy app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Get them in with log on, and you can download that app, and then you'll have it on your device, and you'll be happy you have it sometime when you're out of the listening area. Also, you can listen on our website, 971theticket.com, where the Champ and Chump are posted, Champ and Chump of the Weekend. Stream with video. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971theticket, and bam, there we are. Hello, those of you watching. Same thing on youtube.com. Please participate in the streaming chat on both those sites as well. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.